With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana added 869 new confirmed COVID-19 cases today. The state added about 2,900 cases over the weekend, and 45 more Montanans were reported to have died from the virus. State health officials say COVID-19 is now the fourth leading cause of death in the state this year. The large jump in cases Saturday broke the state's single-day record, but state health officials say the fluctuation was in part due to an update to the system used by county and tribal health officials to share case information with the state. The state began updating that system last week, and it has caused daily numbers to fluctuate at times. State Health Department spokesperson John Ebelt says the new system will help synchronize data being shared at both the local and state level. The state's largest hospitals continue to be strained, with four reporting 90% or more of their inpatient beds full as of Sunday. Governor Steve Bullock says his proposed budget for the next 2 years does not cut state services or raise taxes, but the proposal released Monday could face significant changes by the incoming Republican governor-elect and the Republican-controlled legislature. The outgoing Democratic governor credited the state's full budget reserves in allowing the state to weather the storm caused by the COVID-19 pandemic without cutting state services. Governor-elect Greg Gianforte will be Montana's first Republican governor in 16 years. He campaigned on the promise to cut taxes and hold the line on government spending. Gianforte can make changes to the budget proposal when he assumes office in January. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox announced Monday that the State Department of Justice has reached a settlement with several tobacco companies that will bring in more than $100 million to state coffers over the next 10 years, MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
The announcement came from the outgoing Attorney General 7 months after the lawsuit was initially filed.
Today I'm announcing we have achieved a one-of-a-kind, groundbreaking, and historic settlement.
The Montana Department of Justice sued several tobacco companies for withholding $43 million from the state. The companies have alleged that state officials have not properly enforced tobacco tax laws and have subsequently withheld about 10% of their annual payments to the state since the early 2000s. The companies are required to make the payments to help states cover the cost of health care for people with tobacco-related illnesses. Fox said there was no evidence that Montana was not enforcing its tobacco tax laws.
In fact, they have ample evidence of Montana's diligence.
Montana will recover more than $49 million to the Tobacco Trust and Children's Health Insurance Program, and 11% of the settlement will go to the state's general fund. The tobacco companies also have to guarantee they'll pay Montana the annual payments in full for the next 10 years. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
A Montana Highway Patrol trooper shot and killed a man on Interstate 90 west of Columbus. The patrol says the shooting happened just before 7 p.m. Friday, and on Monday morning, the patrol still had not said what led to the shooting or identified the victim or the trooper involved. The trooper was not injured. The Stillwater County Sheriff's Office requested help from the Montana Division of Criminal Investigation to investigate the shooting. A Department of Justice spokesperson said Monday the agency was not yet releasing any further information. Montana Republican Governor-elect Greg Gianforte announced his transition advisory team for the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Megan Myskowski reports.
A press release Monday says the team will review candidates for the next director of FWP. The team includes several hunting and fishing industry members, former and current county and state elected officials, several ranchers, and the director of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. Gianforte said in the press release that Montana's landowners, hunters, and anglers share a tradition of working together to protect lands and conserve wildlife, adding, quote, "We need a leader at the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks who is committed to strengthening this tradition," end quote. FWP is currently led by Martha Williams, who was appointed by Governor Steve Bullock in 2017. Gianforte campaigned on a comprehensive review of state agencies with likely leadership changes. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
Montana Governor-elect Greg Gianforte on Monday announced a joint transition advisory team to identify and review candidates to serve as the next directors for the State Department of Commerce and the Department of Labor and Industry. The 10-person advisory team includes representatives from the construction, roofing, and insurance industries, higher education, and present and former leaders of trade associations. Agricultural economists project Montana's farmers and ranchers will receive more than $535 million in government payments by the end of this year. That's a 65% jump over 2019. Rachel Kramer with YPR News reports.
Kate Fuller is an associate professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics and Economics at Montana State University.
The thing that I'm paying a lot of attention to is that in 2020, government payments are projected to be one-third of U.S. net farm income.
Fuller says government subsidies always play a role in Montana's agriculture economy.
But this is very, very high.
She says the spike is largely due to two programs funded through the CARES Act. One, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, which offers direct relief for declining prices and rising marketing costs due to COVID-19, funneled $175 million toward nearly 11,000 applicants in Montana during the first round of funding. A very large chunk of that, 85%, went to cattle producers. MSU Associate Professor Eric Belasco says the highest number of claims were along the High Line, while the highest claim amounts went to large ranches in places like Beaverhead County and Southeast Montana.
So larger ranches getting larger amounts per claim. I guess one thing I'll note is that when we look at it nationally, even the largest claims in Montana are sort of very small in comparison to the rest of the country.
Round 2 of CFAP, which is ongoing, has already paid out nearly $200 million to Montana producers, with more wheat growers benefiting. The farm sector also benefited from the federal Paycheck Protection Program aimed at keeping employees on payroll during the pandemic. More than 1,600 PPP loans with direct ties to agriculture in Montana were approved through June. Belasco says federal subsidies were playing a larger role for farmers and ranchers before the pandemic.
Over the last 3 years, we can think of disaster aid as played a pretty big role in the agricultural economy.
That includes the $14 billion market facilitation program, which provided direct payments to farmers and ranchers impacted by the trade wars. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
This is MTPR.